Just one halakha in the laws of sharpness. As we know, there is an isur to wear a garment that has in it a wool and linen mixture. So the question over here is asked, is it permissible to wear, let's say, a linen shirt and, let's say, a garment underneath it made out of wool? For example, a person wears wool, tzitzit. Talit Katani has wool. In the summer months, for example, he puts on a linen shirt. Is that permissible or not? Furthermore, what about somebody in the winter that wants to wear two pairs of socks? So let's say one sock is made out of linen, and he puts a sock over it, and it's made out of wool. Are those cases permissible or not? Actually, there's a fantastic machloket over here between Maran and the Rama in Ilchot Shatnez, in Meredeah, in Siman Shin, in Halakha Dalid. Maran writes as follows, that if the wool and the linen are the two garments are over each other, so long as, even if there's a Kesha Shil Kayama, even if they're tied together, it's mutat. For example, let's say a person has two shirts, one under the other, and he has a belt on the outside. That's the way the Taz learns. He has a belt, and the belt is keeping them together. It's still, according to Maran, mutar. And the Shach wants to learn that it doesn't mean a belt. It means you actually tied the garments together themselves. It means you tied a knot to Kayama, and still, Maran holds, it is mutar. However, the Rama is Mahmid in such a case. That's why he was osed to wear, let's say, two socks over each other, because you can't take the inner one out. Let's take the outer one off, and therefore it's considered mechubar. For that matter, they say that the Gaon Mevilna was Mahmid not to wear wool sisit, because the custom in those days was to wear linen shirts, and they didn't want to get involved with the problem of shatnez. But again, the halakha of Ijo over here, from the Yalkut in Ilchot Shatnez, it's in Krach Gimal and Yuredeah, he quotes as follows: Mutal Bosh Haluk Shil Semer Al Gabi Haluk Shil Pishtan Ul Koshram Yahad Afapish Enu Yakol Poshtan Belo Atarat Kesher. Even though, because they're tied, you wouldn't be able to take it off unless you took off your belt, let's say, or you untied. Ve'afilu kesher shel kayama. Ubelvad shelo yichaberem ze laze im ha'meshicha b'shtei techifot. So he's like, we learned in the Gemara, in Yevamot Afeh, so long as you don't connect them with two stitchings, then already, till that point, it's permissible. Da tarama, mechivad sheyefshar leotzi et ha'tachton b'li asin ta'alun, since you can't take off the bottom shirt until you take off the top, have a sha'atnez im en mafsik beged acher bintayim binehem, unless there's a shirt, another shirt that's separating in between. So therefore he also wants to say, let's say, if a person says shoes, let's say in the shoes they have stitching of pishtan, so you were not allowed to be aware wool socks with those type of shoes according to the Rama. However, according to Maran, he writes clearly, the Didan Embassy Suklakos Maran is Mekel until you have two tikifot.